Hey everyone, so it's the day after Valentine's Day, and I hope you all had an amazing time, either with significant others, your friends, family, and other loved ones, because remember, it's not just about this idea of Eros love. However, in response to that, I personally feel in trying to destigmatize finances, I personally feel that it's quite interesting that multiple studies have been done that showcase people are more comfortable sharing very personal, intimate details about their lives than, you know, their own finances or savings. I really feel it has to do with a wave of, like, the Protestant work ethic, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Like, you can guess, but no, I don't want to disclose that, or no, I don't want to help, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I basically created a saving money 2.0 formula of how I save the most money possible, because who doesn't like a good savings? So with that in mind, I would like to take you all on a little journey of my thought process in how to get the most maximum savings. You can find the map on my Twitter. I might even post it on my Instagram. Either way, SlayJames2020, you can find me there, and you can see and screenshot the thought process that I have, because many people tell me, James, you're crazy, and I'm like, yes, but I am a poor college graduate, like, I need to save the most. So, long gone are the days of just basic couponing, of clipping, cutting, and presenting, scanning, and then bam. Oh, you need to surrender the coupon also. That is a thing. Otherwise, the company that issued the coupon will not issue a refund to the store of which the coupon is redeemed. So, regardless of that little tidbit of information, so let's break it down. Let's start off with the beginning. And maybe you'll even get paid. Sometimes I do, but that's normally as a side hustle, side gig of being a secret shopper. There are many apps out there. In my area, it's not the greatest because it's not the biggest metropolitan city. So it's not like I have many things. But anywho, that's not about this. It's about what are you buying. So research what you are buying. Is it makeup? Is it for the house? Is it for yourself? Because makeup is gender neutral. Is it for a significant other? Is it a niche product at only particular stores? Now, with that in mind, how are you also going to purchase it? You know, Dave Ramsey says cash is king, yes. But especially in this era, the battlefield has certainly changed. So are you going to purchase it online to pick up in store, or is it more economical to purchase and have it shipped to you because then you'd get a free gift along with it, or even in real life at a very steep clearance, saving you a lot of money because only that store would have that clearance? A sale is generally straight across the board. A clearance, like, I am going to use Ulta, even Target as well, because, you know, they are in partnership in certain Targets, obviously. Anywho, the point being is that at a particular Ulta or Target, it won't have the same clearance because of the fact of how the quota is being met or what is left over. If you have worked at Ulta or Target, please comment. What is your opinion on that? So sometimes, granted, with the pandemic that is still going on, or the endemic, because at this point in time, I feel many people are living with it. That does not mean we should lower our guards. But the point being is that, you know, if you go into a store and you see a clearance that you normally, a price that is very low that you normally wouldn't pay online or even during normal times, think about that as well. So, this is part of the research. Yes, I know it's a lot, but it's for your savings. Okay, assuming that you did your research, now it is time for the pre-purchase. So, do you have any prestigious coupons? Again, referring back to Ulta, because Ulta does accept manufacturer coupons, their own internal coupons, and their own discounts as well. Do you have any rebates? Are you going to go through Ibotta, which if you don't have Ibotta, Rakuten, or any of the other portals, please go through my link and I may receive a small commission, but you of course will receive something. I personally love these apps because they are great. However, the issue with going through portals, this being online, is that you cannot stack them. Maybe at one point it was possible to like, oh, I'm going to portal hop and just like go through maybe at the time when it was Ebates and then connect my American airline, your AA portal through it and then have rebates from Ibotta apply to it and bam, like at one point I do truly believe if you're an extreme couponer or more, had more time in this and you did this, please comment down below if you were able to do it because unfortunately now I can't. Like, ugh. So calculate that, but calculate it a little quickly because sometimes, like for example, yesterday was Rakuten's slash Ebates 10% cash back on particular stores. Now those stores no longer have that 10% cash back, which, you know, in some states is the tax and then some. So you do need to move a little quickly when researching your pre-purchase. That way you can see which one has the most cash back. And mind you, all of this is going through my mind in a matter of minutes. So this is just me breaking it down longer. It shouldn't take all day, but if you also are on whatever financial restrictive diet of like a no buy month or a no buy week, also be considerate of yourself. If you truly need the item, be it groceries, linens, or things where you cannot do without buying it brand new and doing this, be kind to yourself. But also, if you don't need it and it's just really a want, reflect on it. That's my little tidbit. But anywho, this is the pre-purchasing stage. And with that, just a real quick sponsor from Anchor. All right, so we did our research. We know what we're buying. We know where we're getting the most savings. We know how we're getting the most savings, and we are going to complete this purchase. You would think it would stop there. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, nothing. No, it does not stop there. Why? And y'all might get a kick out of this, but it's time to buy. But we need to ensure that everything is accepted and processed through the portals and with the coupons included, as well as how are you going to pay for this? Now, most people would just be like, if it's in store, for example, I have cash or I have a debit card, maybe even credit or in-store credit. Well, if you are lucky enough to have a good credit score, you're on top of your finances, you know. A credit card might obviously seem like the best decision, whether it's Amex, Discover, an in-store credit card, even such as the TJ Maxx. I hate that they don't have like a rewards program. Jumping off on a different store note, but with that in mind, it's like, okay, I only get 5% quote cash back on all my purchases in the form of a $10 reward certificate. So I need to spend $200. If you are a Max shopper, it would be so the Max family being Marshalls, TJ Maxx, Sierra, HomeGoods, and I always forget the other one. Ooh, I'm sorry. But if you're a Max shopper, it might be lucrative enough to take out that credit card because $200 is, you know, not that much to spend, considering that some of their goods can range anywhere from 10 to 20. Okay, you need almost 10 or 5 more of those items, and bam, you already got a $10. But of course, if you are financially savvy enough to maintain it, because the APR is outlandish. Backing up, digressing a little bit, just to showcase, you know, what Power Credit has, don't forget debit. For example, the Discover debit cashback debit card lets you receive 1% cash back on all your purchases. So as long as the chip is red, I recall that clause very importantly. Of course, call Discover if you have Discover and ask them. Policies might have changed. But the point being is that never forget your debit card has power too, especially if it is a quote special debit card. Discover is one of them. The Cash App, Venmo, and any other financial service prepaid debit card also has a lot of power. I remember, I don't know if it was the week before Black Friday or the week of Black Friday, but Cash App had 99% off your entire purchase. Now, you need to read the max discount of it. So, excuse me. For example, Ulta, again, I'm sorry, I'm a diamond for a reason, but Ulta had clearance items. Okay, I bought these clearance items from 75 to 90% off. Okay, great. We're already starting off great. The max discount for the 99% off was $20. So I needed to spend $21 to save $20 practically. So not bad, right? But I'm like, okay, I have points. I can use that. I have some manufacturer coupons for CoverGirl and Garnier because I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give some little gifts, just some little things. Okay, let's stack it up. If you recall from my previous podcast episode, The Art of Stacking, that really showcases a more in-depth guide to the purchase. So continuing. All right, I added my boost, I claimed my boost, and I paid. Bam, it processed through. So that's the purchase. Like, literally, cash is king, but I'm sure Dave Ramsey would also say 99% total savings is amazing as well. Like, amazing, honey. So that is literally the purchase. Seeing how am I going to pay for it? Because at the end of the day, it's still a process that these entities, the provider, the financial provider, the financial recipient, et cetera, that is their own internal debate of like, okay, well, he paid with the Cash App prepaid card. I still need my money, says Ulta. And Cash App's like, yeah, here you go. We backed him up. Like, bam. That is a small analogy. I truly don't think it actually happens like that, but basically that's what it boils down to. All right, so after all of that, this will be the second, if not the final portion of the podcast, because I know y'all got things to do, and thank y'all for listening to me. I really can't appreciate you, my listeners, so much. I so appreciate. Thank you. Anywho, so rebates take 24 hours normally. For example, with Ibotta, if you're going through Ibotta, you know, in the portal aspect, it should apply quickly within 5 minutes of the actual purchase. Of course, this being online, or if your account is connected to their Target or Walmart, always make sure and clip in app. I have tested that just to be like, well, what happens? It doesn't apply because it wasn't acknowledged. So make sure and clip it. Clip it, tap it, however you would like to say it, bam. Now, when you get your receipt, if it's an electronic receipt, make sure and save it into a folder, create a folder for all your receipts, just so that way you can have it. If, for example, the rebate is a Procter & Gamble paper rebate where you actually have to like put your receipt, fill out the form and mail it, like, oh my god, make sure and make a copy of the rest of that receipt just in case something happens and you can speak to a Procter & Gamble customer representative to ensure that you do get that Visa prepaid gift card or the, I don't think they actually write out checks, but, you know, just so that way you secure that. And make sure and take all the photos, the apps, you know. Everyone wants your information. Everyone collects your information in one way or the other. You might as well get paid for it. This is what I bought. Take the picture. Bam, bam. Okay, give me my $5. Give me my rebate. Give me this. Give me that. Always, that is how, at the end, it's like, oh, I am getting paid because I bought this. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you got paid to buy a product. If, for example, unfortunately, especially for children, / babies, like formula, oh, you get a $10 rebate. Yeah, it's $40 or $50. Like, oh my God, it's outrageous. But at the very least, those $10, for example, in Ibotta, you do need a minimum of $20 to cash out or to have a gift card. Some gift cards might be $25 or higher. But at least then there's $20 that can collectively add. With all of that said, it is up to you, my dear listener, to calculate your own finances. If the item, this is again why you have to research the item, like, oh, if I need groceries, do I have a generic rebate? Do I like the generic? Is it good? Is it the same quality, etc., etc.? This is why the researching part is so important, so that way you can always have an idea of, like, okay, it's generally this price, and especially with inflation and everything going up. Yeah. So finally, time to calculate. Calculate how much you saved using coupons and manufacturer coupons, in-store coupons, in-store rebates or discounts. Calculate it on one side, and it should show on the receipt. Take that number and then calculate it. Add the sum of your total rebates or even purchasing savings, such as 99%. And that shows you how much you saved. And if it comes above the total price that you paid, then you actually made money. So that is how I coupon. And that is the maximum. That is a small in-depth guide to my couponing, saving money, especially the day after Valentine's Day. You know, a lot of that stuff is going to be discounted. Some of the rebates might still be active for particular things, so you know, there's that too. And it never hurts to ask, email, contact a customer service representative saying, hey, I bought this, here's my UPSC code, here's my receipts, here's the product, can I still qualify for this rebate? It doesn't hurt. So with all that said, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you all so much. And I hope that this helps you all in any way, shape, or form. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please hit me up on any of my socials. And yeah. Also, I am not a financial expert. However, if you contact your local financial institution of where you may bank, see if they have anything. For example, with Discover, again, 1% cash back on your debit card, up to $30 total cash back, meaning that you need to spend $3,000 in store purchase, because you need to insert that card to qualify for the 1% cash back. Contact them and then tell me how it goes. Like, you know. But anywho, this is me signing off for now.